For Radio Cayman News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins. On Wednesday, April 30th, Cayman Islands voters will participate in both the general election and a referendum posing three important questions. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has more.
With the referendum and elections in just 2 weeks, the Cayman Islands government wants to make sure that the voting public has a clear understanding of the referendum and the choices they are making. The three referendum questions focus on the development of cruise berthing, the introduction of a national lottery, and decriminalization of small amounts of cannabis. But it is important to note that this is a non-binding referendum. It's basically advisory in nature and implies that government will take the results into account, but are not obligated to enact changes based on the outcome. So a yes vote indicates the public supports further examination of the topics. If this were a binding referendum, then the government would be required to implement the majority's decision. But this referendum is intended to gather public sentiment, providing feedback for policy decisions. It does allow officials to consider various factors, including public opinion, legal advice, and economic consequences. On the day of the referendum, registered voters will respond with a yes or no to each of the three questions. This is in addition to whomever they're voting for in the general elections for their constituency. The elections office will release the official results, which will serve as an indicator of public opinion, allowing residents to directly influence the island's direction. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
For additional information, visit the official referendum website at gov.ky/referendum, where details on each question and the voting procedure are available. As we mentioned, cruise berthing infrastructure is one of the three referendum questions, and it's been a hotly debated subject for decades.
April 30th is a long time coming. It's the first chance that the Cayman Islands public will have to have their voices be heard. Dealing with the referendum question about cruise berthing infrastructure, we'd encourage all voters to use their democratic right, participate, make sure you answer the question however you fit, but we would encourage the public to vote no.
Johan Moxham has been one of the voices involved in this debate from early on. He says the question is too broad.
How can any voter, how can the country vote yes for anything when we don't have any details? No design, no costs, no studies. Given the perilous financial position that has been presented, given the pre-election budget document that is in public circulation, I think we owe it to ourselves to be responsible, to look at all of the issues and recognize that cruise berthing at this point is not a top five, top 10 priority for the Cayman Islands.
On the other side of the argument, the Association for Cruise Tourism, here's Elio Solomon, who believes that cruise berthing infrastructure is essential for the industry to survive.
That the persons who are campaigning against the piers, they may have the financial viability, the means in order to be able to survive this decline. But the reality of the situation is that most Caymanians are not in that position. And so those are the persons that we are fighting for.
As people head to the polls tomorrow, Mr. Solomon hopes they will remember the arguments presented in favor of cruise berthing infrastructure.
One of the real opportunities in this campaign is to be able to provide Caymanians with an opportunity to be able to maintain their dignity and their self-respect. And also knowing that we're giving them an opportunity to be able to maintain their independence, their financial independence. And in so doing, also meaning that we are also creating the opportunity for financial independence for the Cayman Islands. I think it is important to note that I think perhaps the icing on the cake is knowing that what we're doing is not just going to be for this generation, but also creating opportunities for the generations to come.
Regardless of which position you take, voters are urged to head to the polls and be heard. As the Cayman Islands prepares for the 2025 elections, Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks heads to Cayman Brac in advance of Election Day.
Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks have touched down here in Cayman Brac for the 2025 general elections. Smooth flight over. Thank you to our friends at Cayman Airways. I had opportunity to speak to a few people on the flight over, and they were able to say that the elections, it's really up in the air. You never know what those results are going to be like until they come in. Some people seeming confident of victory for their side. Some saying, well, we just really don't know. As I landed in Cayman Brac, I saw some candidates welcoming persons at the airport. Others who've agreed to say they'll give us an interview a little bit later today, so we'll be hearing from some of them. Stick tuned to right here on Radio Cayman for all your elections coverage. Reporting from Cayman Brac for Radio Cayman News, I'm Jevy Ebanks.
The Radio Cayman team will have updates at 7 a.m., 10 a.m., midday, 3 p.m., and 6 p.m., followed by our election special starting at 7 p.m. Nearly 2,400 ballots have already been cast for tomorrow's general election and referendum, representing just under 10% of all registered voters. By the close of mobile voting on Saturday, about 1,300 electors had cast their ballots at early voting stations, with another 1,000 postal ballots issued. Supervisor of Elections Wesley Howell tells Radio Cayman back in 2021, there were about 700 mobile voters and 600 postal ballots, meaning the turnout in 2025 has already, quote, significantly exceeded previous figures.
We're pleased to see the large number of voters who took advantage of the convenience and accessibility offered by postal and mobile voting, and hope that we will see a record number of voters turn out on Wednesday.
Now, for tomorrow, polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make sure to bring a valid photo ID. For more information, head to elections.ky. In the United Kingdom,
the Bill of Rights was specifically enacted because the European Convention on Human Rights has been extended to Cayman.
Quite right.
And therefore one would expect.
February submissions there to the Privy Council in an appeals case related to Cayman's permanent residency point system. As Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports, the Attorney General has secured support from the board, which has ruled the system is constitutional.
The Cayman Islands operates a statutory points-based system for determining applications made by foreign nationals for permanent residence. For an application to succeed, the applicant needs to get 110 points overall. This case involves two residents who had applied for PR but had less than 110 points, with both applications being refused in 2018 and 2019, respectively. Each case was then brought to the Immigration Appeals Tribunal and subsequently dismissed. The pair then issued consolidated claims in the Grand Court, which dismissed the claims, rejecting the submission that the statute point system was incompatible with Section 9 of the Bill of Rights. Cayman's Court of Appeal dismissed the appeal but made a declaration of incompatibility, granting the appellates leave to appeal against the declaration. Now, in its final judgment, the Privy Council has concluded that the Court of Appeal was, quote, wrong to decide whether Section 37 of the Immigration Act, which relates to the point system, was compatible with the Bill of Rights when, quote, even in the most liberal view, that question did not arise on the facts of the case under appeal to them. Therefore, the Privy Council has, quote, humbly advised His Majesty to allow the appeal. I'm Kirstie Fuller.
You can watch the proceedings and read the judgment by heading to jcpc.uk. The Chamber of Commerce is celebrating a milestone year with the success of its annual Earth Day cleanup on Saturday, which smashed previous records with 98 teams and more than 3,500 volunteers. Chamber CEO Will Pinot tells Radio Cayman volunteers of all ages fanned out across beaches, parks, and roadsides, gathering hundreds of bags of litter and reinforcing the collective commitment to a cleaner, greener Cayman.
This year's Earth Day cleanup was nothing short of extraordinary, celebrating 60 years of serving the business community. It's inspiring to see record-breaking numbers stepping up to protect what makes our island special. This chamber campaign is about more than cleaning up. It's about building a culture of responsibility and pride in our environment. The chamber's commitment to environmental sustainability grows stronger yearly. We are honored to continue leading the Cayman Clean campaign, and we thank every volunteer and sponsor who made this record-breaking year possible.
Saturday's cleanup marked more than 20 years of organizing this signature environmental event, coinciding with the Chamber's 60th anniversary. And that's your evening news for Radio Cayman. I'm Felicia Rankin-Zollins.